This week's newsletter describes an idea for allowing mobile wallets to settle LN channels without extra Axos and Samurais. Is continued discussion about adding a quality of service flag for LN. Pathfinding. Also included are our regular sections describing recent changes to clients, services, and popular Bitcoin infrastructure software. News. Allowing mobile wallets to settle channels without extra Axos. Bastian Taintree posted to Delving Bitcoin about an opt-in variation of V3 commitments for LN channels that would allow mobile wallets to settle channels using the funds within the channel for all cases where theft is possible. They wouldn't need to keep an on-chain Axo in reserve to pay closing fees. Taintree starts by outlining the four cases that require a mobile wallet to broadcast a transaction. 1. Their peer broadcasts a revoked commitment transaction, e.g., the peer is attempting to steal funds. In this case, the mobile wallet immediately gains the ability to spend all of the channel's funds, allowing it to use those funds to pay for fees. 2. The mobile wallet has sent a payment that hasn't been settled yet. Theft is impossible in this case, as their remote peer can only claim the payment by providing the HTLC primage i.e., proof that the ultimate recipient was paid. Since theft isn't possible, the mobile wallet can take its time finding a Axo to pay for closing fees. 3. There are no pending payments but the remote peer is unresponsive. Again, theft isn't possible here, so the mobile wallet can take its time closing. 4. The mobile wallet is receiving an HTLC. In this case, the remote peer can accept the HTLC primage, allowing it to claim funds from its upstream peers, but not update the settled channel balance and revoke the HTLC. In this case, the mobile wallet must force close the channel within a relatively small number of blocks. This is the case addressed in the rest of the post. Taintree proposes having the remote peer sign two different versions of each HTLC paying the mobile wallet, a zero fee version according to the default policy for zero fee commitments and a fee paying version at fee rate that will currently confirm quickly. The fees are deducted from the HTLC value paid to the mobile wallet, so it doesn't cost the remote peer anything to offer this option, and the mobile wallet has an incentive to only use it if really necessary. Taintree does note that there are some safety considerations for the remote peer paying too much to fees, but he expects those to be easy to address. Continued discussion about an LN quality of service flag. Juiced Jaeger posted to Delving Bitcoin to continue discussion about adding a quality of service COS flag to the LN protocol to allow nodes to signal that one of their channels was highly available, able to forward payments up to a specified amount with 100% reliability. See Newsletter 239. If a spender chooses an HA channel and the payment fails at that channel, then the spender will penalize the operator by never using that channel again. Since previous discussion, Jaeger has proposed node-level signaling, perhaps by simply appending HA to the node's text alias, noted that the protocol's current error messages don't guarantee detection of the channel where a payment failed, and suggested that this isn't something that can be both signaled and used on an entirely opt-in basis, so not requiring widespread agreement. So it should be specified for compatibility, even if very few spending and forwarding nodes end up using it. Matt Corallo replied that LN pathfinding currently works well and linked to a detailed document describing LDK approach to pathfinding, which extends the approach originally described by Rene Picard and Stefan Richter. See Newsletter 163 and 2 items in Newsletter 270. However, he's concerned that a COS flag will encourage future software to implement less reliable pathfinding and to simply prefer only using HA channels. In that case, large nodes can sign agreements with their large peers to temporarily use trust-based liquidity when a channel is depleted, but smaller nodes dependent on trustless channels will have to use expensive JIT rebalancing that will make their channels less profitable if they absorb the cost, or less desirable if they pass the cost on to spenders. Jaeger and Corallo continued discussing without coming to a clear resolution. Changes to services and client software. In this monthly feature, we highlight interesting updates to Bitcoin wallets and services. Arc Wallet SDK released. The Arc Wallet SDK is TypeScript library for building wallets that support both on-chain Bitcoin and the Arc protocol across testnet, Signet, Mutininet, and Mainnet not. Currently recommended, Zaprite adds BTC Pay Server support, Bitcoin and Lightning Payment Integrator, Zaprite adds BTC Pay Server to their list of supported wallet connections. Iris Wallet Desktop released. Iris Wallet supports sending, receiving, and issuing assets using the RGB protocol. Sparrow 2.1.0 released. The Sparrow 2.1.0 release replaces the previous HWR implementation with Lark and adds PSBTv2 support, among other updates. Skewrebt Signer 1.6.0 released. SkewBTC Signers 1.6.0 release adds support for version 3 truck transactions and pay to anchors P2A. SkewBTC Signer is part of the Skewr suite of libraries. PyBitcoin Kernel Alpha. PyBitcoin Kernel is a Python library for interacting with LibBitcoin Kernel, a library encapsulating Bitcoin Core's validation logic. Rust Bitcoin Kernel Library. Rust Bitcoin Kernel is an experimental Rust library for using LibBitcoin Kernel to read block data and validate transaction outputs and blocks. BIP32 CBIP32 Library. The CBIP32 library implements BIP32 in C using libsec256k1 and libsodium. Lightning Loop moves to MooSig2. Lightning Loop's swap service now uses MooSig2, as outlined in a recent blog post. Notable code and documentation changes. Notable recent changes in Bitcoin Core, Core Lightning, Eclair, LDK, LND, libsec256k1, Hardware Wallet Interface, HWI, Rust Bitcoin, BTC Pay Server, BDK, Bitcoin Improvement Proposals, BIPs. Lightning Bolts, Lightning Blips, Bitcoin Inquisition, and Binanas. Bitcoin Core 20.7430.2 introduces a Python script that converts the compact serialized UXO set generated by the dumped xoutsetrpc command, designed specifically for assume UXO snapshots, into a SQLite 3 database, while extending the dumped xoutsetrpc itself to output a SQLite 3 database was considered. It was ultimately rejected due to the increased maintenance burden. The script adds no additional dependencies, and the resulting database is about twice the size of the compact serialized UXO set. Bitcoin Core 30529 fixes the handling of negated options such as no seed node, no bind, no height bind, nork colorip, nork whitelist, noticed, nosemap, nork quillit, noonlinet, and noxternalip. To behave as expected, previously, negating these options caused confusing and undocumented side effects, but now it simply clears the specified settings to restore the default behavior. Bitcoin Core 30.1384 resolves an issue where the 4.0.0 weight units were reserved for the block header, transaction count, and Coinbase transaction were inadvertently applied twice, reducing the maximum block template size by an unnecessary 4.0.0 WU to 3.992.0.0 WU C newsletter 3.136. This fix consolidates the reserved weight into a single instance and introduces a new block reserved weight startup option to allow users to customize the reserved weight. Safety checks are added to ensure that the reserved weight is set to a value between 2.0.0 WU and 4.0.0 WU, otherwise Bitcoin Core will fail to start. Core Lightning 8050.9 implements suppression of multipath payments MPP on the XPay plugin, see newsletter 330, when paying a Bolt 11 invoice that doesn't support this feature. The same logic will be extended to Bolt 12 invoices, but we'll have to wait until the next release, as this PR also enables advertising Bolt 12 features to plugins, explicitly allowing Bolt 12 invoices to be paid with MPP. Core Lightning 7985 adds support for paying Bolt 12 invoices in the RenePay plugin, see newsletter 263, by enabling routing through blinded paths and replacing RenePay's internal usage of the SendPay RPC command with Sendonian. Core Lightning 7887 adds support for handling the new BIP 350.3 fields for human readable name, HRN resolution to conform with the latest Bolt's updates, see newsletter 290 and 333. The PR also adds the INVREC BIP 350.3 name field to invoices, enforces restrictions on incoming BIP 350.3 name fields, and allows users to specify BIP 350.3 names on the fetch invoice RPC, as well as wording. Changes, Eclair 2009.160, 7. Add support for the option Simple Close Protocol, as specified in Bolt's 1002.105. This simplified variant of the Mutual Close Protocol is a prerequisite for simple Taproot channels, as it enables nodes to safely exchange non-says during the shutdown, closing complete, and closing SIG phases, which is required to spend a Mu SIG 2-channel output. Eclair 2009.170.9 adds a verification step to confirm that a node supports wake-up notifications, see newsletter 319, before initiating the wake-up flow to relay a trampoline payment. For standard channel payments, this check is unnecessary because the Bolt 11 or Bolt 12 invoice already indicates support for wake-up notifications. Eclair 3002 introduces a secondary mechanism to process blocks and their confirmed transactions to trigger watches for added security. This is particularly useful when a channel is spent, but the spending transaction hasn't been detected in the mempool. While the ZMQ Rotex topic handles this, it can be unreliable and may silently drop events when using remote Bitcoin instances. Whenever a new block is found, the secondary system fetches the last n blocks, 6 by default, and reprocesses their transactions. LDK 3005.170.5 implements the peer storage protocol as a feature that allows nodes to distribute and store backups for channel peers. It introduces two new message types, peer storage message and peer storage retrieval message, along with their respective handlers, to enable the exchange of these backups between nodes. Peer data is stored persistently within peer state in the channel manager. LDK 3005.160.2 introduces a new scorer, see newsletter 308, that merges scoring benchmarks based on frequent probing of actual payment paths from an external source. This allows light nodes, which typically have a limited view of the network, to improve payment success rates by incorporating external data, such as scores provided by a Lightning service provider. LSB, the external score can either be combined with or override the local score. Asterisk Bolt's 1002.105 merges the option Simple Close Protocol, which is a simplified variant of the Mutual Close Protocol required for simple Taproot channels. Changes are made to Bolt 2 and Bolt 3.